Salam sejahtera, anda bersama saya Rizal Zulkarpi dan ini Niaga Awal ini. Kita mulakan dengan angka terkini coronavirus sebelum kita pergi ke laporan Bursa Amerika Syarikat. Sehingga jam 9 pagi ini, jumlah maut meningkat kepada 565 orang di serata dunia termasuk dijangkiti 28,297. Di Malaysia, jumlah mereka yang dijangkiti adalah 12 orang. Dan teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani serta astroawani.com untuk perkembangan terkini berita sahih berkenaan dengan penularan coronavirus di serata dunia. Seterusnya, saham di pasaran Amerika ditutup pada paras rekod pada Rabu dengan data ekonomi Amerika yang baik. Dalam masa yang sama, ia turut disokong pengurangan kekhawatiran kesan penularan coronavirus di China kepada sektor kewangan.
Di Amerika, laporan pekerjaan kebangsaan mendedahkan penggajian swasta menambah 291,000 pekerjaan pada Januari. Ini adalah peningkatan tertinggi sejak Mei 2015. Dalam masa yang sama, aktiviti sektor perkhidmatan di Amerika juga menunjukkan peningkatan. Ini menandakan pertumbuhan ekonomi yang sederhana biarpun perbelanjaan pengguna memperlahan. Menurut laporan Reuters yang memetik penganalisis dari Cherryland Investments, dalam suasana kadar faedah yang rendah, pelabur kini mengalihkan tumpuan kepada pasaran ekuiti. Pada penutup, indeks Dow Jones naik lebih 1.6%. S&P 500 naik lebih 1.1% dan Nasdaq naik 0.43%. Saham Tesla mencatatkan kejatuhan 17% selepas eksekutif kanan syarikat itu memberi amaran penularan coronavirus di China akan mengakibatkan kelewatan penghantaran Model 3 di kilangnya di Shanghai.
Dan sementara itu, harga minyak meningkat 2% dalam dagangan Rabu susulan laporan yang saintis di beberapa negara mencatat perkembangan positif dalam mengekang penularan coronavirus. Penularan coronavirus memberi kesan kepada harga minyak sebelum ini susulan langkah aktiviti ekonomi yang berkurangan. Ini termasuk aktiviti pengembaraan yang dihadkan oleh negara dan kerajaan dan permintaan yang dijangka menurun di China. Penganalisis yang dipetik Reuters turut menjangka KDNK China akan memperlahan kepada sekitar 3% untuk suku pertama 2020. Dengan andaian virus tersebut akan dapat dikawal dengan pantas. Dalam masa yang sama, Capital Economics menjangka permintaan untuk minyak global akan jatuh sebanyak 10% pada suku pertama. Menurut Reuters, OPEC dan juga rakan pengeluar turut menimbang mengurangkan pengeluaran yang dijangka akan menurunkan jumlah bekalan dalam pasaran. Dalam masa yang sama, data inventory Amerika turut meningkat 3.4 juta tong pada akhir Januari. WHO sebelum ini menyatakan masih tiada rawatan yang efektif menentang virus itu dalam semakan akhir harga minyak mentah naik ataupun Brent naik 2.5% kepada $56 setong dan West Texas naik 2.3% kepada $50 setong. Dan seterusnya, kita akan melihat apakah data yang menentukan harga minyak pada ketika ini dan juga sejauh manakah faktor coronavirus ataupun faktor pertumbuhan dan juga faktor peningkatan inventory memberikan kesan kepada harga minyak. Kita bersama dengan Wong Wai Ken, pengurus negara Malaysia Stashaway. Ken, maybe you can share with us the key of material information right now affecting the oil prices globally.
Morning, Rizal.
Morning.
So I think what we have to focus here is this information on hand, right? There's a lot of misinformation flying around. So obviously the oil prices have fallen to about 55 from a high of 69. And obviously the core issue here is China, right? Mm-hmm. When SARS hit us about 10 years ago, China was not the large economic powerhouse it is now. So what we're seeing now is China's factories and industries experiencing a real shutdown. And the Hebei or Wuhan, where Wuhan is located, represents about 70% of Chinese GDP. And their industries are going to be closed for another week or so. So obviously this is really bad news for manufacturing, but also consumption and tourism, all of this leads to a weaker oil price.
And having said that, many analysts have stated that or projected that Chinese economy will grow much lower in the first quarter of 2020 because of this the spread of coronavirus globally and also in China, and the reduction of activities, especially travels and also consumption in China. How long will this sentiment linger in the market, especially for the commodities and also for equities?
Yeah, I think all these reactions will rebound very quickly if a cure or a control for the virus is found. The thing is that as long as there's no control measures for the virus, it will continue sliding. So you mentioned just now that GDP growth quarter year on year for the first quarter could be as low as 3%. It really depends on how bearish you want to be on China. So I've seen projections go from as low as 3% to 4.5%, right? Mm-hmm. So it really depends on what your maximum downside is. But when news of a control on the virus or a cure comes around, we expect all the forward-looking indicators like the price of oil to rebound. There'll be some lagging effect on GDP, but that would rebound very quickly, if not in the quarter subsequently or two quarters from now. I think this is a very short-term thing, mm-hmm. and the Chinese government has a lot more control measures on its economy than other free economies.
When you mention control measures, this probably include the stimulus that the Chinese government announced for Monday and Tuesday, amounting to about 1.7 trillion yuan?
Correct. So this is unprecedented moves, and at least these are moves that they've now are telling the world for the first time. So this shows you the lengths they're willing to go and the tactical measures they're willing to go. If this happened in other countries like the U.S., all the government can do is maybe control the health issues and reduce interest rates on the Fed side. But if China really wants to make its economy rebound, it could look at interest rate cuts, it could look at control measures for its banks to increase liquidity, it could give up cheap loans, it could give up subsidies. So China really can control its economy, but the key issue here is that there's still no end in sight when it comes to this virus.
And we saw the Chinese equity markets, the Shenzhen and also the ones in Shanghai, it opened mm-hmm. much, much lower, or it went down on Monday, despite the announcement from the Chinese government that it will inject about 1.2 trillion yuan into the financial markets. That has sort of dissipated or has reduced as we come to Thursday. What can we expect on Friday and maybe next week? Do you think this risk in the market has slowly gone down now that people are seeing or people can see what China can do, and also there's more news, more credible development coming out of China and other countries affected by the coronavirus?
Yeah, I think we have to take it day on day, and obviously what China has announced won't be used in a single session or a single day, right? Mm-hmm. So they will probably have allocated amounts every day, and it really depends on how the situation develops day on day. So I think what to look out for is what China's doing on the ground in terms of how it manages the virus within the province. So building a 1,000-bed hospital within 10 days is amazing, right? So mm-hmm. and they've really put a shutdown on the province. It's very little people going in if they contain the virus. So you're seeing 90% of the deaths all coming from one region, so they're doing a reasonable job containing it. But in terms of how this relates to the equity markets, the only saving grace here is that someone, somewhere, comes up with a vaccine. So mm-hmm. whether it's some researchers in the UK coming up with a way to more quickly develop a vaccine, or China coming up with its own solution, we'll have to see. The day-by-day thing.
And lastly, the profile of your investors on Stashaway, have you seen them change the profile of your investor or investors' profile on your platform Stashaway? Have you seen them change their strategies from the start of this or from the mid of January to until now? Have they moved to safer investment assets, or are they still holding on until they see something better in the future?
Right. So from an investment standpoint, we are really seeing a very strong inflow of assets under management in January. I think this is on the back of very good results in December. Mm-hmm. And I think investors are largely driven by how well the returns they are getting on the platform itself. So obviously, in January was mixed results, but as you can see from yesterday's close on the S&P, it was still up despite mm-hmm. all this virus. And our allocation towards Asia and China is actually, we reduced it in August last year. So I won't say it was foresight. I would just say it's good risk management because we are seeing a slowdown in the global economy outside of the U.S. So for investors, I think what this coronavirus really means is you have to diversify or die. Diversify or die. Diversifying is so important so that you protect yourself from specific stocks, specific sectors, yeah? Mm-hmm. So it's really important to begin with a diversified portfolio and stay invested. That's what we've told our investors, that's what we advise, and that's what our investors sign up for. Just to add a little bit, Rizal, so if you look at U.S. markets 12 months after any epidemic is announced, things like SARS, bird flu, Zika, all that, on average, markets are up 14% after an epidemic is announced. Mm-hmm. So now is not the time to panic. So by all means, wash your hands, wear your face mask, but most importantly, stick to your investment plan.
Thank you very much. On that note, thank you very much Wong Wai Ken, Pengurus Negara Malaysia untuk Stashaway berkenaan dengan apakah data utama yang tentukan harga minyak serta pergerakan pasaran susulan daripada penularan coronavirus di China dan juga di negara-negara lain di serata dunia. Kita akan teruskan dengan laporan seterusnya. Presiden dan juga Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Petronas Tan Sri Wan Zulkifli Wan Arifin memberikan unjuran lebih konservatif dalam perancangan perniagaan tahun ini. Faktor bekalan minyak mentah melebihi permintaan di pasaran serta pertumbuhan global lebih rendah menyebabkan Petronas mengatur perancangannya berdasarkan unjuran harga minyak mentah hampir $60 setong.
When we do our business planning, we take a very conservative view, and I think today, you know, we see the supply for 2020 will grow at around about 1.8 million barrels per day. But the demand growth is only at 1.1 million barrels a day. So, you know, there'll be an overhang of supply. And given what's happening today, the latest on this coronavirus and all that, I think that will affect demand. So, you know, we were very conservative. And for our plans of this year, we are planning in the high 50s.
Dan dalam temu bual eksklusif bersama Tan Sri Wan Zul juga, beliau turut memberi komen mengenai isu kerajaan Sarawak menuntut cukai jualan 5% terhadap produk petroleum keluaran Petronas di negeri itu.
But let me give you this perspective. There is a claim, there is a claim from Sarawak that we have got to pay sales tax. And we have also got legal advice from many parties that they don't have legal competence to make that claim. So as management, what do you do? What would you do? You know, governance-wise, I'm not able to settle the Sarawak claims because I have a legal advice here that says that it will not be right for Petronas to pay that. So that's why we are leaving it to the courts to decide. Because it will not be good governance if I act otherwise. I'm just sharing you my perspective.
Dan Wan Zul turut berkata Petronas akan meningkatkan pelaburan dalam sektor tenaga boleh diperbaharui antara 5 hingga 8% daripada perbelanjaan modal Petronas akan diperuntukkan untuk tujuan itu untuk 5 tahun akan datang.
In the next 5 years horizon, we'll be putting around about 5 to 8% of our capex. It varies from year to year, but that's how much we'll be allocating to renewables.
Tahun lepas, Petronas memasuki pasaran industri renewable energy menerusi pengambilalihan sebuah syarikat tenaga solar di India, M+, dengan kapasiti tenaga 500 megawatt. Perniagaan tenaga boleh diperbaharui di pasaran tempatan, kata Wan Zul, juga akan dipergiatkan.
We've got a 10 megawatt installation in Gebeng, And today there's also a program to install solar panels on our retail stations. So as time goes by, you see more and more of our retail stations will be powered by solar. And we are in the last phase of negotiation with a big retail chain in Malaysia to also install solar panels on their facilities. And we work with UITM. So you know, many of the campuses in UITM will also be with solar panels. So these are some of the activities that we have on the solar. In addition to that, there are also some win opportunities, not in Malaysia, but in the ASEAN region, which we are bidding for.
Saksikan temu bual eksklusif bersama Presiden dan Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Petronas, Tan Sri Wan Zulkifli, bersama Cynthia Ng pada 6 Februari jam 9 malam hanya di Astro Awani dan astroawani.com.
Dan kita kembali berehat seketika kembali selepas ini lebih banyak perkembangan berkenaan dengan coronavirus dan juga bagaimana ia memberikan kesan kepada ekonomi.